Welcome to Eternal Christendom, consecrated to Our Lady for the glory of our Lord. I'm Joshua Charles. So for this week's Great Rosary campaign, we are going to pray again for the conversion of Scott Adams. He is the well-known, quite famous creator of the Dilbert comic. He's also been a pretty well-known commentator on various political and social issues, much of which I found very, very interesting and thought-provoking. So I say again because we prayed for him in a Great Rosary campaign last summer, because he had announced that he was struggling with cancer and that this cancer was terminal. And so we prayed that he would convert to the Catholic faith, the fullness of truth in Christ and his church. But he made a recent announcement. One was very sad. One was very hopeful. The sad one was that it appears that he is indeed entering the terminal phase of the cancer. He's lasted a lot longer than he thought, but it's looking like this month, January 2026, will probably be Scott Adams's last. The more hopeful one, however, was that he did say he planned to become Christian. Very hopeful. I say hopeful because he hasn't said he is a Christian yet. He said he plans to become Christian. Now, the way Scott framed it was a bit of a Pascal's wager, that if I bet and win, I get everything. If I don't bet and lose, I lose everything. So let's pray very, very hard that if Scott does indeed come through with this, that it's truly based on repentance. It's based on recognizing his need for Christ as a Savior, for the forgiveness of his sins, and receiving the Holy Spirit in his soul. This is how we are truly saved. And the suggested penance this week is a 24-hour water fast. We've done this many times, particularly for the conversion of those who have been away from the church or have fallen away from the church or have never been in the church. If you can't do 24 hours, if you're elderly or if you're a day laborer or if you're sick, that's no problem. Just be as generous as you possibly can, because Scott is in fact entering the final phase of his life, and we want to do everything we can do to help him cross that threshold into eternal life, not eternal death. Scott did make a comment to the effect of, you know, it's basically between Jesus and me now. There's elements of that that are true, but I would like to say to Scott, if he's hearing, that as somebody who kind of grew up with that sort of attitude toward Jesus in a sort of evangelical Protestant background, I'd like to say that one of the reasons I became Catholic is because I realized that the extremely consistent witness of our Christian ancestors was that the Catholic faith is true, and that the Catholic Church is the church established by Christ himself. And so for 2,000 years, we can see it testimony of this in every single century from the first century all the way up to today in the year of our Lord, 2026. The way that we receive forgiveness of sins and come to Christ fully is through receiving baptism. Jesus himself says in John 3 that unless we are born of water and spirit, we shall not enter the kingdom of God. So let's pray and let's offer penance for Scott Adams, for his conversion, and that this week, this month, before he passes, that he can receive a Catholic baptism, which will wipe away every single stain of sin and prepare him to enter eternal life. How amazing and wonderful that will be. We love you, Scott, very much, and please, please offer your prayers and penances for the conversion of Scott Adams. I want to say one final thing is that the reason we do these Great Rosary campaigns is because as important as intellectual arguments and presentations are to evangelism and apologetics, we as Catholics are selling our faith very, very short indeed if that's all we do. We need to offer ourselves to Christ in every way. And that includes with our bodies, that includes redemptive suffering, that includes almsgiving, that includes fasting, that includes penance. And these are weapons, as I've often said, against which there is no defense. And as our Lord said to the apostles, they were trying to, you know, expel a demon and they couldn't do it. And they asked Jesus why. And Jesus said, well, these are only expelled by fasting. So there are some things that can only be achieved if we put some skin in the game. And that's what the entire 2,000-year tradition of the church has called us to do. The church fathers in particular talk about three things: prayer, almsgiving, and fasting. One of the things that is most beautiful about the Catholic faith is its teaching on redemptive suffering. And what this basically teaches is that if we take our sufferings and join them to Christ, that God loves us so much. I mean, think about our first parents, Adam and Eve. They did not take on suffering. That's why they fell. They wanted some sort of benefit that God told them, nope, you can't have that tree. And Satan said, nope, you can. And they were not willing to bear the burden of obeying God. They wanted to go with the serpent instead. So when we choose to take up our cross daily, as Christ says very clearly we must do to be saved, and we We offer our sufferings to Christ. We join it to the suffering of the second Adam, of the Messiah. This is extraordinarily pleasing to God, and it's the fuel of the divine economy in many ways. It's what keeps it flowing, and it's how we can literally offer every aspect of our life, the good parts, the joyous parts, the happy parts, as well as the gut-wrenching parts, the heart-wrenching parts, the living hell parts. And all of it, if it's offered to Jesus, can be fruitful for eternity. And that's beautiful. It means suffering is no longer mere toil. After Adam and Eve fell, suffering became toil. That's all. Unfruitful, unproductive, painful, sucks, and that's it. Through the Messiah, all of our suffering can be fruitful, purposeful, and reap eternal benefits. And so that's what we're doing this week. It's what we do every week with the Great Rosary Campaign, but this week we're doing it for the conversion, the coming to Christ and his church of Scott Adams, the creator of the Dilbert comic. We love you, my friend. We bless you. We're praying for you. We are offering penance for you, and we wish you well. With that, we'll close with our normal anthem verse, Psalm 73, verses 25 through 26. Who have I in heaven but you? And on earth I desire nothing besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but the Lord is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.